Good evening. Welcome to Left, Right and Centre. I'm Vishnu Shom on the programme tonight. The focus of the Pegasus leak shifts to Karnataka and Operation Lotus. How in the run-up to the toppling of the state government in Karnataka in 2019, key phone numbers of the Deputy Chief Minister and personal secretaries of Chief Minister Kumaraswamy were allegedly hacked. Our focus, did a Pegasus phone tap help in toppling the Karnataka government in 2019? Also on the show tonight, the Supreme Court comes down heavily on the Kerala government for relaxing rules for Bakrid celebrations and says to give in to pressure groups so that the citizenry of India is laid bare to a nationwide pandemic discloses a sorry state of affairs. How could a decision like this have been taken at a time of COVID? But first, the latest revelations as far as the Pegasus phone hack is concerned, and it concerns Karnataka and a time in 2019 when the state government, the JDS Congress, was struggling to actually survive. Eventually, that government fell. A lot of Congress MLAs actually switched sides. 16 MLAs in total crossed over. And it was in that time period when this hack was allegedly initiated. This is a report brought out by The Wire. But remember, more than a dozen international agencies have got this list of numbers of people who were allegedly being hacked using that Pegasus spy software. Now, this took place in an attempt to allegedly topple the Congress JDS government in Karnataka. The phone numbers of the Deputy Chief Minister Parmeshwara, aides of Chief Minister Kumaraswamy, the ex-Chief Minister Siddaramaiah were in the leaked list. The key numbers reportedly selected when HD Kumaraswamy's government faced a huge rebellion by MLAs. The numbers were reportedly selected in 2019 when a BJP formed government, when the BJP did form a government after the Congress JDS government fell. It was around that time period, but it's not established whether the phones were infected or in fact hacked. Two phone numbers belonged to Satish, the personal secretary of Mr. Kumaraswamy. A phone number of a former Congress Chief Minister Siddaramaiah's personal secretary, Venkatesh, was also added at that time. In 2019, remember, the JDS and the Congress had accused the BJP of engineering defections and of toppling the government. Let's go straight across now to Dr. Abhishek Manu Singhvi, Rajya Sabha MP of the Congress Party. Thanks, sir, very much for being with us. I think the one point which doesn't come through as far as these hacks are concerned is whether these were authentic. There was no forensic examination of these phones. So I know what the Congress has said today. Is that vulnerability in your own argument today?
Not at all, Vishnu. Let me tell you that there can be nothing more clear as positive proof than here. And I think it is not Karnataka which is the issue. It is not Rahul Gandhi which is the issue. It is not you or me or Siddaramaiah or Kumaraswamy. The issue is a much larger one.
And I want to summarize, but for a moment, Dr. Singhvi, let's talk about Karnataka. We'll talk about the larger issue. But I'm asking about Karnataka at a time when your government fell. In a situation like that, do you believe the evidence which has come out is strong enough to prove hacking took place?
Not 100%, but 110%. Karnataka only reinforces the point I was trying to make. Karnataka only underlines, because the time period which your analysis itself shows fits in very well when toppling games were being played. So there is absolutely no doubt, but let me tell you why there is no doubt. And this applies across the board to every disclosure qua Pegasus. Point number one, a simple single question was asked. And for 2 years in this country, the top people from the numero uno to the home minister downwards, there is no reply even in parliament. Simple one-line question.
Yeah.
Did you or did you not ever acquire the Pegasus software? You have got 100 answers, but no answer to that. Now, in not law but common sense, that means implied admission. Two, the cost is very high, as you know, of this equipment.
And only government supposedly buy it.
I and ordinary people cannot afford it. Number three, the Pegasus has repeatedly said we sell only to government. Number four, there are names which fit in completely with the strategy of this government, because unfortunately in this country, there is no punitive consequence of this thing.
No,
unfortunately, in this country, long ago, we did not have a rule, as in USA, that inadmissible evidence like this shall be excluded. What we say is, chalo, achcha hai, bura hai, sahi liya hai, galat liya hai. Once we have got the information, it is usable.
No, so these... I understand that. But Dr. Singhvi, how do you respond to what the BJP said yesterday, saying yes. that nothing in any of the in any of the stories established a link between the government and Pegasus? That you can't. It's they have not clearly said they've acquired Pegasus. They never have, right? And so that is a point you've raised. However, to say that they misused Pegasus needs proof. And so I'm just asking whether how do you draw
proof? Positive proof. They have they said that we did not acquire Pegasus?
No, they've not.
Give me a minute. They've not. Was this question asked in Parliament directly? Yes. Was this obliged to them to answer directly? It's a yes, no answer. Now, if I ask you that question 10 times and you do not deny having acquired it, that means you have acquired it. That's the point you're missing. Number two, once you acquired such expensive software, over some 3,000 names is what your newspapers have published. Right. Are you going to spend, and it costs, as you know, some crores per person. Are you going to do a dance with that money you spend, or are you going to use it? You spent a few crores for 300 persons per person. You're going to store it in your locker or keep it in the bank?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm only asking, and I'm just trying to bring in the other side and what they have actually said over here, that these phones, in fact, the Wire itself today says that in the case of Karnataka, there was no forensic analysis. In the case of journalists and others, there was.
Tell me one thing, Vishnu. If you are not going to even deny that you acquired it, are you going to give me the transcripts or the actual tapes? Obviously, till you give me the tabs, I can't prove that you tapped them.
No, but they may have acquired it. Have they used it to this purpose?
Well, your dates fit in.
No, you are relying only on the telephone numbers, Dr. Singhvi, right? I would suggest that it becomes a lot more credible when you've got telephone numbers and forensic analysis. I'm not even suggesting forensic analysis in India. I'm saying international forensic analysis. In the case of Karnataka, that's not happened. It's a limited point.
Who will get the forensic analysis done? Tomorrow, somebody has to admit that we purchased this software. What is being told to you is that there's no software like this in India. Or did Vishnu So purchase it or Abhishek Singhvi purchase it for 300 numbers? Now, unless you admit that, who's going to get? Who will guard the guardians?
I'm just trying to understand why can't these numbers now be forensically examined? I mean, I know if the numbers are, if the phones, there would be phones which are the same. There will be numbers certainly which are the same.
They cannot be examined because this requires a very special state power to examine it.
Send it outside? Give it to Amnesty.
No, it's not so easy. It's not so easy.
Why not, sir?
It has to be matched with the software. You have to have some access to the software. You are having a seal at both ends. The manufacturer, I don't blame the manufacturer much. You know, atomic energy is good. It can be used for good purposes. They were using it for
But Dr. Singhvi, surely a way can be found to see if there was hacking or not. I mean, I'm sure you would be relieved if this wasn't hacking.
I have a simple answer. Any country with transparency and democratic norms, if you put a question like this to the president of the USA and you don't get an answer, the whole country believes that you have acquired the software. As simple as that. And till today, that's the simple. Now, remember, the former IT minister and the current IT minister, he's hardly a few days old, have given identical answers. If you check the answers, do you think it can withstand cross-examination?
Right, and ironically, the new IT minister figures in the list.
If I put you in the box as a first-year lawyer, you will have no answer if I ask you these questions. Now, all that is happening is fudging. All that is happening is evasions, circumvention. Now, just because you are in power and you have a brute majority, it doesn't mean that the people are willing. Your test has to be what.
So, Dr. Singhvi, what are you going to do about it? By you, I mean Congress. By those who have been targeted. The government says we haven't done it. There is no proof that they have done it other than conjecture. There is no letter. There is no leak other than the number.
First of all, this is far, far, far more than conjecture. Let us not call it conjecture. There are independent people who have no axe to grind in domestic Indian politics who have published this, be it the Forbidden List or the other NGOs in Paris. There is a Wire which has published it. It is all verifiable. The only way to debunk case is to give an answer on Parliament for which I can haul you up in privilege, or outside Parliament in which I can haul you up in perjury. You don't give that. You use brute majority to do this. What will we do? In a democracy, I cannot put my hand inside your mouth or throat and strangulate you and take an answer out of you. But what I can do in a democracy is happening. And this is the cumulative impact which is going against the government. We are shaming them. Public opinion is realizing that there is prevarication of the worst kind. Public opinion is realizing that you are throwing all democratic norms to the winds in trying to get this illegally. And then, in some individual cases, in the fullness and ripeness of time, we may take legal action. But everything is not legal. In the bar of public opinion, if there is naming and shaming, it is much more important. In Parliament today, are you not shamed? Your minister is getting up and giving a 2019 answer and not answering one simple two questions.
Do you believe, Dr. Singhvi, and this is my final question to you because I've got my other panelists who will be joining me in a moment, that the biggest problem as far as the response of the government is concerned is in debunking whatever has been done outside, what The Wire has done, all wrong, all conspiracy, why don't they just order an investigation?
This is the problem. This government, among other things, has used two or three techniques repeatedly, so much so that they are now jaded and laughed at. One is using brute majority and numbers. Two, shoot the messenger. Three, digress from the message and say, oh, forget the answer whether I acquired spyware or not. But in 1963, Nehru did one snooping on Vishnu Som. These are the kind of answers you are getting.
Fortunately, Sir Vishnu Shom, not that old.
No, I'm giving you that. I'm telling you the kind of answer.
But Dr. Singhvi, I take the point that you're trying to make. It would have been helpful if there was a probe that was actually made. And the fact that it's not been announced thus far in this country is dubious, many would say. Dr. Singhvi, thanks very much for being with us. I need to quickly move on. I'm joined now by Geeta Bhatt as well. And I'm also joined by Madhu Gowda Yakshi of the Congress Party. Geeta Bhatt, let me come to you first. The fact of the matter is that the argument that this is some sort of an international conspiracy appears to be quite weak, Geeta ji. Why would everybody conspire against India? This is all numbers that they've got. I think it's a bit incorrect to suggest that they've all timed it to India's parliament session.
Vishnu ji, I was just listening to Dr. Singhvi, and he was saying that in democracy, the problem is that you can't, put your finger inside someone's mouth and ask them to answer for a question. But the same way in a democracy, you can't even stop people from propagating propaganda. Now, very categorically, if you look at the report, nowhere in the report it is indicative or is rather putting up an allegation that the government is responsible for it. And also, it very categorically says that the data is indicative of the potential target to the company's, government clients. So it is all about speculation. It is talking about potential targets.
Some are potential targets, and some are targets whose phones have been forensically analyzed. All of those journalists have been forensically analyzed. Their phones, their devices. Some haven't. Some have said they don't want to participate in when they were emailed.
No, but where is there any supporting documentation that has been released by the so-called,
forensic analysts, right?
Agencies,
right. So that's a fair argument. If you say that the phones of ex-Indian citizens, right, have been forensically analyzed and it proves that there is a footprint of Pegasus, then please give us the data, share the data so that we know if it is accurate. On the other hand, why doesn't the government, Geeta ji, in Parliament say, okay, lots of allegations, let's immediately order an investigation? Why haven't they done that?
Also important to see that this investigation, which has been carried out by a foreign news agency called Forbidden Stories, along with it, Amnesty International. Now Amnesty International.
No, but ma'am, why shoot the messenger? Why don't you analyze the message? But Geeta ji, why shoot the messenger? It's 16. It's more than a dozen international houses. These are all credible media houses, Geeta ji.
They come with a history.
The Washington Post comes with a history. The Guardian comes with a history. Wire. Everybody has a...
Not registering into FCRA. I mean, if Amnesty International is doing an investigation...
It's not just Amnesty International. And that's the key point. There is a Canadian agency which is actually wetting a lot of this entire thing. They were involved last time around. Each media house is wetting it. And there is a clear rider which is provided. This person's number appeared. However, this person's phone was not investigated, was not forensically analyzed. This person's number was forensically analyzed. This is the claim which has been made. And yet the response is that we shoot the messenger. Why not order an investigation?
Point, you see, taking your point, the fact is that are they giving any authentic information that from where,
okay.
Even if it has been investigated, okay. The phone has been forensically tested. Which agency has actually tested it?
All right. Madhu Gaud Yakshi, who joins us now, spokesperson Congress, I think that's a fair point. That it's not enough to say that, some phones have been forensically analyzed and therefore they were snooped on by the government of India or its agencies. If this allegation has been made, which it has, right, then where is the evidence? Why doesn't Amnesty or the others who were doing this forensic analysis come out with more? Do you not believe that's important?
Vishnu, if that is the case, why they're afraid of a probe? Why can't be a probe by a sitting Supreme Court judge? Okay. It is not just the politicians, it's not just the toppling the democratically elected governments in Karnataka and other states. We urge upon to the Honorable Supreme Court to take a suo motu on this. Why can't who will investigate? It's the government agencies to investigate. If a Prime Minister and the Home Minister who's in charge of it, if their involvement appears now, clearly their involvement is there, how they can order an inquiry? How one can trust an inquiry under Home Minister and Prime Minister? So we demand an inquiry by the Supreme Court judge and this investigative agencies should directly report to the Supreme Court.
Okay. Dr. Vamanacharya, senior spokesperson
then it comes out,
of the BJP.
And why Prime Minister is not even commenting on it?
Got it. Dr. Vamanacharya, would you like to respond to that? Let there be an independent probe done by the judiciary, by the Supreme Court. What's wrong with that? Why can't India announce that? Why can't the government announce that?
Yeah, let the government go through this issue and government should not have an objection of investigating this issue. But prima facie, as it looks, there are no proofs whatsoever given very clearly that such and such numbers were tapped, such and such messages were investigated. For example, you must have seen in the afternoon also that the ex-chief minister of Karnataka, then Siddaramaiah, Kumaraswamy, all these people were spied. But so far as the change in the government at that time was concerned, all the things, whether it is defection or 17 people resigning, Congress and Janata Dal, everything was so transparent. Everything was known to everybody.
Sir, if it was anything but transparent, the allegations were very strong of this being a fixed match. So let's not talk about the political situation then. Let's talk about the allegations now. And Dr. Vamanacharya, you made an important point. You said that the government shouldn't have any objection to an investigation. Is that your personal belief or is that what the BJP says?
No, BJP has not said anything on this.
Do you believe your party needs to order an investigation?
There should be.
Perhaps through the Supreme Court?
No, I don't feel we should do it. After the studying,
sir,
of the issue, let them study what are the pros and cons and then come out. Because Ashwin Vaishnav, our information minister, has already said that there is nothing of this sort and this cannot happen in India.
So he's also named, actually, as somebody who was investigated in 2017. Reportedly, his phone was also hacked. Would he not want his own phone to be seen to prove that nothing happened?
But nothing has been proved so far.
That's
they're
right,
all,
sir.
You know,
exactly. Absolutely,
why,
sir.
Why
nothing has been proven.
Fried?
Hence,
yes.
Let us prove it or disprove it.
Let me remind my friend,
the matter
there was
is
a discussion
simple.
In Rajya
Let us
Sabha.
Move to important
then
issues
the IT
in this country.
Ravi Shankar Prasad,
if
the
it is there,
yes.
Let us prove
yes.
it. If it's not there, let's disprove it. If it is proven, no, then this is a scandal in this country. If it's not, then it moves away.
It's not an that important serious
it's
issue.
It's not
to
that
be
important,
right
sir.
Now.
If it is true, it represents one of the strongest attacks on our democracy in our history, and that would be sad, sir. No one can swoop around on citizens. If it's not true, excellent.
It's not important.
It just
all right.
Is an attack on BJP.
It's an attack on a fundamental.
All right. I need to wrap this up now because there's another important issue. It's associated with COVID. I tracked that. We all tracked that very, very closely. In fact, it came up with regard to the state of Kerala. It came up in the Supreme Court, which made some remarks on the easing of restrictions in Kerala with regard to Bakar Eid. 3 days of easing of restrictions had been given. So what the Supreme Court said is that this was an alarming state of affairs, very strong words there, to give in to pressure groups so that the citizenry of India is laid bare to a nationwide pandemic discloses a sorry state of affairs. Kerala's government affidavit does not in any real manner safeguard the right to life and health. We direct the state of Kerala to give heed to Article 21, which is the right to life, read with Article 144, and follow the law laid down in our orders in the Uttar Pradesh case. Well, joining us now, George Kurian, the State General Secretary of the BJP. I'm also joined by Mr. A.N. Shamshir, the MLA of the Kerala CPM. Mr. Shamshir, let me come to you first. Why did the Kerala government go and do this? Did you not see what was happening in the Supreme Court with Uttar Pradesh?
Yeah, being the law-abiding citizen, I'm ready to obey the rules, judgment made by the Supreme Court. But what is the situation in Kerala? Why the Kerala government has taken such a decision to open the shops for 3 days? You know, the people are committing suicide here. Some of the organizations of traders demanded permission to open the shops in connection with the bakery. What was the reason? The reason was, you know, yesterday one bakery man was committed suicide.
No, sir, this is about Bakari that we are talking and the congregation of people in one location. And a Bakari celebration isn't in one place, it's across the state.
No. We are strictly controlling the congregation of the people. We are allowing only 40 people to enter for the namaz. There is no congregation in Kerala. There is no Bakari celebration here. But unfortunately, somebody is creating problem here. Somebody is making panic. But the reality is, we have allowed 3 days to open the shops here. It is a fact. Because the traders are committing suicide. One bakery owner has committed suicide yesterday. 2 days back, another businessman has committed suicide. The traders are committing suicide day by day in Kerala. They are in deep trouble. So government has to address that also. Why you are mentioning about the right to livelihood, why you are not addressing about the right to livelihood of traders? That has to get addressed. We know the corona is in bad situation. But what the government is doing their best, I can frankly say the government is doing their level best to control the corona.
The State General Secretary of the Kerala BJP. Sir, the point is the livelihood of people was being affected, shops were open, and that congregations were kept in check. How would you respond to that?
In Kerala, the condition is that the faith is above health, and appeasement is above secularism, and the religious sentiment is above people's sentiment. That is happening. The CPM people are telling lie, because last 1 month, the traders were crying for relaxing this lockdown. The CM, Chief Minister, told them that, I know how to control you. All of a sudden, they have opened for these 3 days. And they are telling that in Sabarimala also we allow 10,000 people. For what purpose? And it was 17th in the opening of Sabarimala temple. That day, no relaxation was there.
You know, I take that point. But let me just, since I need to wrap this up, just go back to Mr. Shamshir. Sir, you know, when it was requested by the prosecutor in this case that orders be passed by the Supreme Court at the end of the hearing actually said the horse has bolted. Isn't that really unfortunate? The Supreme Court, after saying that or before saying that, also had to say, if any untoward spread in COVID takes place, any member of the public may bring this to the notice of this court, after which this court will take necessary action against those who are responsible. How could a responsible government like the Kerala government put itself in this position where the Supreme Court has to make these remarks?
Whatever may be the judgment, I'm being a law-abiding citizen. I am ready to obey the judgment made by the Apex Court. But what is the ground reality here? The BJP person is lying because he will lie. Because he is the follower of Joseph Goebbels. So he will always lie. What is the situation here? Who go before the court? That is the BJP person has approached the court for the close down of the shops. What is the reality here? Look, the BJP person, the BJP spokesman who is sitting on the other side, they are conducting agitations here, agitations in Kerala. If they are worried about the corona, why they are conducting agitations in Kerala? They are conducting agitation in front of the secretariat in a mass gathering.
Okay.
Why are you not addressing that?
All right. Well, I think a lot needs to be addressed. Let's hope people haven't fallen ill, because if they have and this this connection is made, then many in the Kerala government would perhaps be in a lot of trouble. We'll take a short break, out of time, come back with a lot more programming right here on NDTV 24/7. Stay tuned.